Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Yesterday on Wake Up Wyoming, Vic Wright interviewed communications manager for the city of Gillette, Gino Palazzari. Among the many topics discussed, one of the topics of conversation was regarding the budget for the city of Gillette. Here's part of that interview.
Senate File 64 proposes to amend the state's allocations to cities, towns, and counties from $105 million for the fiscal years 2020, 2021, and 2021-2022, or from $105 million to $94.5 million. Obviously, for the city of Gillette, this means you could potentially lose around $300,000 less than it was scheduled to get next year. What do you have to say for on the city's view on this, and how is that going to affect the budget and all the other details there?
Yes, it is. It's obviously a concern when we find out that there's going to be a decrease in the budget or in an allocation from the state. Obviously, we've seen a decrease in sales tax receipts as well, and that's something that we're keeping a close eye on. Right now, we're fairly confident that for the rest of this fiscal year that we're going to maintain our budget and we'll be okay when it comes down to the end. We've had discussions on budget reductions. And really, not to minimize the impact of what this is going to be, but for larger municipalities, Gillette, Cheyenne, Casper, Laramie, the state allocation isn't a significant part of our budget. It actually, the way that that was allocated was amended, trying to remember, I think it was 5 years ago. And so that smaller communities received more of the benefit in proportion to their budget. So this really affects the smaller municipalities that don't have that solid tax base.
All right, so Wright, Sundance, Newcastle, all of you listening, something you might want to check out on Senate File 64.
Yeah, basically. it's the smaller. And of course, no, we would certainly like to see it stay the same because it does positively impact our community when we receive those dollars. It does go into the general fund and we use it for positive things for our community. And we hate to see that go away, but really it really affects those smaller communities in a much greater way than it does for Gillette.
We will definitely keep a watchful eye on this topic for you. If you want to hear the full report again, go to basinsradio.com. Be listening to news next hour because there's a new police chief in Gillette. We'll have the details on that.